So my clock is showing 1 minute.
I already turned it on.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so. So, I'm gonna call the Siskiyou County Planning Commission regular meeting in session. It's March 16th, 2022 at 9 a.m. Can we all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Hart.
Here.
Commissioner Mello.
Here.
Commissioner Veal.
Here.
Chair Lindler.
Here.
Commissioner Fowle is absent today.
Through the chair. We do have somebody calling in whose name is Jeff. Would you like for me to clarify who this person is?
He's with the first agenda item.
Okay. Never mind.
Okay. So Commissioner Fowle is absent. Okay. Let's see. Approval of minutes, meeting of January 19th, 2022.
So move. I'll second.
So we have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
And then let it be known I abstain since I was not at that meeting. Oh, you weren't at the meeting either? So we don't have a quorum, so we need to.
For January?
For January, I was in.
Well, I have December. January, I was here.
Well,
you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So yes.
So we do.
Right.
We do for have January. A quorum, and yeah. We can approve the minutes.
In December,
so.
No.
So that was January 19th.
So December, I'll bring forward next month, because we still haven't approved those either.
Okay, I didn't see it on my agenda to approve.
Right, because I left it off. Actually.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I saw it in my packet, but I figured since it wasn't on the agenda, we couldn't vote on it. Is
well,
that correct?
It was because I didn't. It was a mistake, but it worked out because Jeff isn't here anyway. So.
Okay. We'll move the December meeting minute approval to the April meeting. So unscheduled appearances. Any person may address a commission on any subject matter within the jurisdiction or responsibility of the commission at the beginning of the meeting, or may elect to address the commission on any agenda item at the time the item is called by the chair, but before the matter is acted upon by the commission. Unscheduled comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Is there anybody that has any unscheduled comments?
If you're calling in through Zoom and you would like to comment on an item not on the agenda, please raise your hand. You can do so by pressing *9 if you are calling via phone. Seeing none?
Okay, thank you. Item 5, conflict of interest declaration. Do we have any conflicts? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to item 6, presentation of documents. All items presented to the Planning Commission during a public hearing become a permanent part of the record. 12 copies of any information presented to the Commission should be given to the clerk of the Commission for distribution to the commissioners. In order to obtain an accurate record of the testimony, please address the Commission at the time at the speaking table and clearly introduce yourself with your full name and address. Your address will not be included in the minutes of the meeting. A maximum of 5 minutes per speaker will be given so that all interested parties will have an opportunity to address the commission. Item 7, availability of public records. All public records related to an open session item on this agenda, which are not exempt from disclosure pursuant to the California Public Resources Code Act, or Records Act, excuse me, that are distributed to a majority of the legislative body will be available for public inspection at 806 South Main Street, Wairika, at the same time that the public records are distributed or made available to the members of the legislative body. All project documents are on file at the Planning Division of the Siskiyou County Community Development Department at 806 South Main Street, Wairika. Okay, public hearing protocol, item 8. Please review the agenda for the protocol. Okay, item 9, right of appeal statement. Projects heard at the Planning Commission meeting may be subject to appeal within 10 calendar days of today's meeting. If the 10th day falls on a weekend, the appeal must be received the following business day. please contact the county clerk for additional information. Appeals must be submitted to the county clerk's office together with an appeal fee of $1,250. If you challenge the environmental review or the project proposal in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues raised at the public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to Siskiyou County Planning at or prior to the public hearing. So, item 10, changes to agenda items. The Mount Shasta Ski Park zone change, Z-21-10, and use permit UP-21-30, subsequent mitigated negative deck. Staff?
So yes, that item will be continued to the April 20th Planning Commission meeting.
Okay, so it'll be April 20th. Okay. So there's no old business, so moving on to new business, agenda item one, the New Look Realty Company use permit, UP-21-21. Staff report.
Good morning, Shelley Gray, assistant planner. New Look Realty Company is requesting a use permit approval to allow a short-term rental use of their existing single-family dwelling. Their property is located at 201 South First Street, south of the city of Dunsmuir. It is approximately a 0.22 acre parcel that is developed with a primary dwelling appropriate to the Rural Residential Agricultural Zoning District. The proposed short-term rental is a 1,296 square foot dwelling with two bedrooms. The property is within the Rural Residential Agricultural Zoning District, which allows short-term rentals upon issuance of a use permit. Two bedrooms will be used for sleeping quarters within the proposed short-term vacation rental. Based on the square footage of these bedrooms, up to seven guests could be accommodated. This figure is within what is allowed by Siskiyou County Code, which limits occupancy of vacation rentals to a maximum of 10 guests at any one time. Three parking spaces are required for this proposed vacation rental. Adequate parking is available on the north side of the residence. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area. The dwelling has passed inspections by both the building division and environmental health. This project is proposed to be exempt from CEQA per section 15301, as it is an existing facility and there are no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant effect on the environment. Environmental health, the building division, CAL FIRE, and the tax collector commented on this project regarding their requirements. One comment was received from a member of the public and is included in the staff report. Subsequent to the staff report being written, the owner has responded to the public comment and a copy has been provided to you prior to this meeting. Staff recommends determining the project categorically exempt and approving the use permit for this project. There is a suggested motion in the packet.
Okay, great, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Any commissioners? Questions of staff?
No, not at this time.
Okay. So I will go ahead and open up the public hearing. Any proponents for the project?
If you would like to speak on this item, please raise your hand by pressing star 9.
It's clicked.
Seeing none.
Okay. Any opponents to the project?
What's that?
Seeing none? Okay, so no public comment. So with that, I'm going to close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission. Any questions? Commissioner Beale? Okay, I have a few questions, and it's just for clarification. Let's see. So on page 12, and this is just for my own edification, but there was made mention of, let me pull it up here. On one of the very first condition of approval, for some reason, either I haven't noticed it before or I don't see it advertised, but it says The applicant shall include and reference their use permit number in advertisements, including online. Is that new, or has that always been there? I just hadn't noticed it before.
That was actually something that we started a couple years ago.
You did? Okay.
Yes.
I don't know how I've missed it. Okay. And then how is that monitored? Do you guys go online and watch for... Okay.
Yeah, so code enforcement, one of the major reasons we started including that was to make it so that it would be easier for to ensure compliance. So if we had code enforcement get a complaint about a particular neighborhood, and if they went and looked online at booking listings, and if they saw that there was a use permit listed, they could verify that that particular listing was a valid use, and they would not have to waste their time investigating it. That
okay.
was why we started doing it.
Okay, great. I think it's a great idea. I just somehow it didn't register, so I appreciate that. Okay. And then my other questions are all addressed in the comment letter from Jeff Johnson. From New Look Realty, so I don't have any further questions because it seems that my concerns about noise he's addressing. So with that, do we have a motion or do you want to move?
Through the chair, I'll make a motion.
Okay. So.
I move that we adopt resolution PC-2022-002. A resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, approving New Look Realty Use Permit UP-21-21 and determining the project exempt from CEQA.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, so we have a first and a second. This is a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so motion carries. Okay. So moving on, new business item 2, Korea use permit UP-21-26. Staff report, please.
Good morning, Kelly Gray, Assistant Planner. Christopher Korea is requesting a use permit approval to allow a short-term rental use of his mother, Louisa Korea, her existing single-family dwelling. The property is located at 16204 Klamath View Drive along Copco Lake, in the unincorporated area of Montague. It is approximately a 1-acre parcel that is developed with a two-story dwelling appropriate to the rural residential agricultural zoning district. The proposed short-term rental is approximately 1,686 square foot dwelling with two bedrooms. The property is within the rural residential agricultural zoning district, which allows short-term rentals upon issuance of a use permit. Two bedrooms and a living room are to be used for sleeping quarters within this proposed short-term vacation rental. Based on the square footage of these bedrooms, up to 6 guests could be accommodated. This figure is within what is allowed by Siskiyou County Code, which limits occupancy of vacation rentals to a maximum of 10 guests at any one time. Additionally, this figure does not take into consideration the design capacity of the existing septic system. Therefore, based on the capacity of the existing septic system, environmental health has determined that the system is adequate to serve the two-bedroom residents with a maximum of 4 persons total at any one time. 3 parking spaces are required for this proposed vacation rental. Adequate parking is available on the south side of the residence. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area. The dwelling has passed inspections by both Building Division and Environmental Health. This project is proposed to be exempt from CEQA per section 15301 as it is an existing facility and there are no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant effect on the environment. Environmental Health, the Building Division, and CAL FIRE commented on this project regarding their requirements. No public comments have been received for this project. Staff recommends determining the project categorically exempt and approving the use permit for this project. There is a suggested motion in the packet.
Okay. Great, thank you. Any questions from the commission to staff? Okay. So I'll open up the... Oh, yes, sorry, I missed you. Go ahead.
Yeah, how do you
enforce having someone who manage the property when it's out in such a far location, other than being close to an urban area? How does, if there's a complaint that comes in from a neighbor out there, how do you make sure that somebody's going to show up to take care of the problem when they're that far out?
Part of the condition of approval is that they have a property manager that's available 24/7.
Right, and so they have to have proof of that in their completed permit.
That is correct.
Okay, any other questions?
No. I'm just concerned how far out it was.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so I'll open up the public hearing. Any project proponents?
Through the chair, Mr. Correa just got online, so he may not be aware that we are discussing his item. So, Mr. Correa, if you would like to speak regarding your item as a project proponent, please raise your hand by pressing *9. Seeing none.
Okay. Any project opponents?
*9 to raise your hand, please. Seeing none.
Okay, so seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission.
Through the chair.
Yes.
Mr. Correa has raised his hand. Would you like for me to allow him to speak at this time?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and open up public hearing again.
Go ahead and speak. You may have your phone muted.
You hear me?
Yep, we can hear you now. Thank you.
I apologize to everybody. I didn't mean to raise my hand. I'm still learning Zoom, and I was just trying to get everything organized. But thank you for all your help, and nothing further to say.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'll close the public hearing. Okay, so, and back to the commission. Any questions?
A motion?
Yep, so.
I move we adopt resolution PC 2022-003, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, approving the Korea use permit UP21-26, and determining that the project is exempt from CEQA.
Okay, we have a motion.
I'll second it.
We have a second. Voice vote again. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
No opposed. Motion carries. Okay, so new business item 3, Robinson use permit, UP-21-22. Staff report, please.
Good morning, Shelley Gray, Assistant Planner. Gerald Johnson is requesting a use permit approval to allow a short-term rental use of their existing single-family dwelling. The property is located at 500 Tucci Avenue.
Yes.
My apologies that I didn't practice that before. In the unincorporated community of McLeod, it is approximately a 0.23-acre parcel that is developed with a two-story primary dwelling appropriate to the single-family residential zoning district. The proposed short-term rental is approximately a 2,000 square foot dwelling with 3 bedrooms. The property is within the single-family residential Res 1 zoning district, which allows short-term rentals upon issuance of a use permit. 3 bedrooms will be used for sleeping quarters within the proposed short-term vacation rental. Based on the square footage of these bedrooms, up to 10 guests could be accommodated. This figure is within what is allowed by Siskiyou County Code, which limits occupancy of vacation rentals to a maximum of 10 guests at any one time. 4 parking spaces are required for this proposed vacation rental. Adequate parking is available on the east and west side of the residence. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area. The dwelling has passed inspections by both the Building Division and Environmental Health. This project is proposed to be exempt from CEQA per section 15301, as it is an existing facility and there are no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant effect on the environment. Environmental Health, the Building Division, CAL FIRE, and the Tax Collector commented on this project regarding their requirements. No public comments were received. Staff recommends determining the project categorically exempt and approving the use permit for this project. There is a suggested motion in the packet.
Okay, thank you. Any commissioner comments?
Just for clarity, my aunt used to live in a place called Tucci Camp when that was a company town. And Tucci Street is about 4 blocks actually from where she actually lived. So that's why I spent a lot of time there.
Thank you.
You're telling us it's a historical site.
I don't know, but I think I'm a historical site myself. So
Okay, I'll go ahead and open up the public hearing, please. Any project proponents?
Please press star 9 if you would like to speak on this item. Seeing none.
Okay, project opponents?
Again, star 9 to raise your hand. Seeing none.
Okay, so I will close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission. I did have a question. So I see that initially the property failed its initial health inspection, and then it was approved upon reinspection. With all the items that were marked as indicator of not being approved, is it safe to assume that all of those items have been mitigated and hence why it is now approved?
Just for clarification, the building inspection report we're speaking of is it was reviewed and addressed, and measures have been taken to take care of all the conditions.
Okay, I just wanted to double check because I saw it was signed off. I just didn't see specifically that everything had been addressed. So, okay, and that was my only other comment. Yeah, that was my only other comment. Any other comments? Commissioner Neal?
No.
Okay, well with that, do we have a motion?
Through the chair, I'll make the motion. Okay. I move that we adopt resolution PC-2022-004, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, approving the Robinson Use Permit UP-21-22, and determining the project exempt from CEQA.
Okay. So we have a motion from Commissioner Mello. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Commissioner Veal, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
No opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Through the chair?
Yes.
Just a brief comment there. Regarding that issue you brought up on the checklist, for approval there on the far right hand side, I know it's completely obvious, but there's check marks on other things that have been addressed.
Okay, so that's what those checks. Okay, thank you. Great, thank you much. Okay, moving on, new business item 4. The many zone change Z-22-02 and boundary line adjustment BLA-21-31. Staff report, please.
Thank you. This is Bernadette Sisson, assistant planner. This project is a proposed rezone of 2 acres of two adjacent parcels from Ag 1B80 to RRB10. The rezone is to correct a mapping error and necessary to effectuate the proposed boundary line adjustment, which is proposed in order to consolidate all lands improved for agricultural production into a single 393-acre parcel. The project site is located west of Fort Jones and south of Scott River Road. Resultant parcel B is being proposed to be separated from resultant parcel A to consolidate all of the land improved and utilized for agricultural uses on one large parcel. Resultant parcel A consists of primarily gravelly hillside and poor soils, which limit the agricultural uses that are established on resultant parcel B. Staff is proposing that this project be found consistent with the zoning general plan and Scott Valley area plan for the site. because there is no substantial evidence that the proposed zone change from Ag-1 to RRB-10 may have a significant effect on the environment, staff is recommending that this project be found exempt from CEQA pursuant to section 15301B3, the common sense exemption, and section 150301, the class 1 exemption, applies as this project includes existing facilities such as the existing agricultural operation and single family dwelling that are on the project site. Also, section 15305A, minor alterations in land use limitations, applies to this project because the boundary line adjustment does not propose any changes in land use and will not create any new parcels. Environmental Health, CAL FIRE, Treasurer, Tax Collector, and the County Ag Commissioner all commented on this project. No comments from members of the public have been received. Staff recommends adopting resolution PC 2022-005 and conditionally approving the Muni boundary line adjustment BLA 2131 and recommending that the Board of Supervisors approve the Muni zone change Z2202. The applicant is present if you have questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner comments?
Not this time.
Commissioner, okay. We'll open up the public hearing. Any project proponents?
I'm a proponent, but I don't have any comments.
Thank you. Okay. Any project opponents?
Please press star 9 if you would like to comment on this item. Seeing none.
Okay. So I'll bring it back, close the public hearing. Anything further from the commission?
I just have a question, Tom. Tom, if you obviously lived there a long time on this parcel, and what's the motivation for splitting this off now? It isn't necessarily you have to answer that, but I'm just curious.
It's mainly to correct the boundaries. That's more of a rural residential area, and I have future plans of maybe building a residence on that.
On which one though?
I don't know, but if it's A or B.
It's A.
A?
Mm-hmm.
All the paperwork kind of confuses me. I've been going at it for about a year.
Yeah, well, I can imagine.
Yeah.
It's because you're selling the large part of the ranch and you're retaining this.
Yeah, that's.
And, yeah, okay.
I think that's pretty common with a lot of
farms. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much the motivation for it.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Thank you. Any additional questions?
No.
Okay. Motion?
To the chair?
Yes.
I move to adopt resolution PC-2022-005, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, conditionally approving the many boundary line adjustment BLA-21-31 and recommend that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors determine the project exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act and approve the mini zone change Z-22-02 by adopting a draft ordinance rezoning 4 acres of APN 014-361-420 and 014-130-490 from Ag-1B-80 to RRB-10.
Thank you. So we have a motion from Commissioner Mello. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second from Commissioner Hart. This is a roll call vote.
Commissioner Hart.
Yes.
Commissioner Mello.
Yes.
Commissioner Veal.
Yes.
Chair Windler.
Yes. Okay, so motion carries. Thank you. Okay, item 4, items for discussion or direction. The staff? Chair?
We have nothing.
Or commissioners? Excuse me. Okay. So moving on, future meetings. The next regular meeting of the Planning Commission is scheduled for Wednesday, April 20th, 2022 at 9 a.m. The tentative agenda for the next meeting may or may not include the projects Well, there is no project listed below, but it'll be on the website for the agenda. Item 2 under miscellaneous correspondence. Any correspondence received? Okay, thank you. Any additional staff comments?
No.
Okay. And then any additional commissioner comments?
Yeah, is the Zoom meeting concept still going to, that's going on in the future, period, no matter what?
Yes, yeah.
And so I asked Janine, she called me, told me my packet was ready, that commissioners cannot Zoom in. We have to be in the room.
That's correct.
Okay.
We are not operating under a resolution of emergency where we can follow the Emergency Brown Act measures. If somebody was to attend remotely, we would follow the regular Brown Act procedures, which is we would agendize that the commissioner will be at a separate location, and that separate location would have to be available to the public as well. So if someone were to attend by Zoom out of their house, I guess the public would have to be allowed on the property. So you're correct.
Okay.
Through the chair.
Yes.
If we have to be here, why don't they have to be here?
Well,
COVID-19.
Well, because they're, well, I guess the simple answer is that they're not voting, and providing Zoom is just a courtesy maybe courtesy is not the right word, but it's just something that we're allowing, or the commission's allowing. We don't have to provide Zoom. The commission gave direction not to have a Zoom availability for planning commission. We wouldn't, unless and until there's a COVID emergency again, and we're under an emergency resolution.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Tony, but just think if you lived in Happy Camp or over in Butte Valley and you wanted to participate, and gasoline's at
six. We've had people come from Happy Camp.
I know. I'm just saying $6 a gallon for gasoline.
I understand that. That's why I didn't go check any of these projects out.
Yeah. So, I think that's the future we're going to look at.
Yeah.
The thing that bugs me, though, is people can get on Zoom, and I want to look at them when they're talking to me.
Well, that's next. That's probably coming. They will look into a screen.
No, I want to look into their face sitting right there.
Well, okay.
But that's
just
my opinion.
I'm just saying.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, thank you. Commissioner Hart?
Yeah, I have concern about some controversial projects that are coming. And I go back to Crystal Geyser, Mount Shasta. We had a meeting at the Miners Inn, and pretty much wall-to-wall people. And I'm like Tony, I get a better feel about what's going on when I'm looking at everybody sitting in the room. Are they throwing up legal, valid environmental concerns, or is it just, I don't like what's going on and say no to it? And I can't get that with a Zoom meeting. And I don't know how to best address that other than if you're going to have controversial projects where you're going to have a room full of people who are upset about it. I would rather have them there in person, myself, personally.
Mr. Carroll?
Yeah.
So as far as this being a discussion item for the commission to decide, is that something that needs to be agendized or how does that work?
I think it does need to be agendized. So if somebody wants to suggest put it on next meeting for explicit discussion and a prepared discussion a Zoom and whether to continue offering that for the Planning Commission. Staff could do that, and Madam Chairman, if you'd like to so direct, then we will put it on.
I think just by the fact that we need to have a further discussion and have it agendized, I think it should be on a meeting.
Yeah, so that means we could make it a policy that they have to appear in person?
Well, you could decide. We're not under any legal requirement that I'm aware of. Mr. Dean, correct me, I'm starting to feel like I'm wondering at the health department, but I'm not aware of any legal requirement since we're not under any
COVID emergency to hold Zoom hearings.
To the chair is, yes. It's my decision personally as the director of Green Development is to basically mimic what the Board of Supervisors are doing.
Okay.
Not that you have to do that, but that's been my internal decision at this point in time. So.
And they are having open Zoom meetings?
Yeah. And there's been, both are available. Public can come in and they can also participate via Zoom. And it's, from my understanding from the board and also the CAO, that they want to keep that activity alive as well so people can participate remotely.
Yeah. And you know, my thought on it is you know, echoes Dusty in that, especially for people that live out of the area, it does provide an option, or those that are ill. But then I also am completely in agreement with you guys with being able to have an open and honest discussion, especially with these hot topic issues that are coming up in the next number of board meetings. And the discussion, I think, is always better in person. So I think it's something we should talk about and agendize for next meeting if you guys are in agreement.
I would appreciate it be on the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I don't care what the Board of Supervisors do. This is the Planning Commission.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's put it on the agenda, please.
We'll still agenda.
Okay, great.
I have a comment, too.
Yes, Mr. Hill.
I was cleaning out my desk the other day, and I came across the Kitter Creek CEQA.
Kitter Creek Orchard Camp.
I understand that COVID-19's put a space there. So is that on coming forward? Or?
Yes, it will be coming forward. We're in process of recirculating a portion of the EIR.
So save that?
And our target is April 20?
The May Planning Commission meeting.
May meeting.
That's
okay.
The target, yeah. Okay. So we have to circulate it for 30 days.
I'm a dot like this. Mm-hmm. Watch you guys.
What?
Because I'm not gonna be there.
Yeah, and we.
That's gonna be entertaining, isn't it?
Mr. Carroll.
Yes.
So, with what I told you earlier about my possible conflict of interest with that project, Chair Hart. Maybe out as well. We'll have to see if Commissioner Fowle, maybe at the next meeting when he's here, has a conflict, because we may end up having to do the short straw thing again.
Yes, yeah, okay, yeah. We have three commissioners, we're good. Otherwise, we'll see who draws the ace of spades.
Okay, so just as a heads up to everybody. Okay, and then I have one comment just with regard, and it's just disclosure of comment from myself to CAL FIRE. I see that CAL FIRE in the staff reports is always commenting on 4290, but not really on 4291. And so I just asked a question to them on when are they doing these inspections on the use permits. And why is that not being discussed in their staff report? Because I used to see 4291, and now I'm only seeing 4290. So just to let you know, I've had those discussions. I haven't heard an answer back, because in just my general work with them. So just a heads up, I will let you know what they tell me. Okay. Any additional comments for the staff?
Nope.
Okay. Seeing none, I call this Planning Commission meeting adjourned.
We should note that that's going to be a record.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, I have to note the time?
Look at that.
10:40.